It Started with a Whisper, written by Girls Rule, and read by Amanita Fierce as the narrator.
Melancholy Morningstar as Shane Hollander.
Greedy Dancer as Scott Hunter.
Mistborn Hero as Harry Strover.
Nonplussed as Troy Barrett.
Elani as Luca Haas.
Semper Fiona as Zane Boudron.
Sunlight Symphony as Wyatt Hayes.
Noni as Eric Bennett.
Synteus as Kip Grady.
W.J. Gravity as Evan Dykstra.
The Abster as Baldwin.
The Little Mixter as R. London.
Vexpatch as Archie Simmons.
Zeapod as Kyle Swiftly.
Freaky Flob as Ryan Price and additional voices.
Dizzy Diversions as Hayden and additional voices.
Dara Liz as Alex Holmberg and additional voices.
Deepest Blue Sky as JJ Boisio and additional voices.
Chaos Kill as Fabian Sala and additional voices.
Melly Yeager as Gilbert Camo and additional voices.
KLB as LaPointe and additional voices.
CC Rambles as Cliff Marlowe and additional voices.
Hello Moon as Young and additional voices.
Black Glass as Rose Landry and additional voices.
Sally as Carter Vaughn and additional voices.
Judy's Oranges as Una Hollander and additional voices.
And Opal Song as Ilya Rosanov. Produced by Opal Song. Assistant producer, Melancholy Morningstar.
Fandom, Game Changers, Heated Rivalry. Rating, Teen and Up. Relationships, Troy Barrett, Harris Drover, and Shane Hollander, Ilya Rosanov. Also tagged for meta, texting, social media, mixed media, epistolary, Adrian De La Cruz is an asshole in public this time, book 5, role model, game changers, spoilers, post book 6, the long game, game changers, fluff and humor, and fluff. Part 1 of the Secret Society of Stick Handlers series. Variety. Adrian De La Cruz Breaks the Ice by Andrew Graham.
Adrian De La Cruz is not at all what I expected. He sits across from me in a small, cozy coffee shop, his suggestion, in the heart of Vancouver, wearing a tweed scarf.
Sorry I'm late.
He says with a shame that would be better attributed to a 30-minute delay rather than 3 minutes. He's quieter than his larger-than-life character Crimson Blade. Even his laugh is a soft, timid thing. It's not the first time De La Cruz has managed to surprise me this year. Like most of the film world, I was caught off guard by the announcement that he was starring in and producing the devastating queer hockey drama Leave It on the Ice.
This one's personal to me,
De La Cruz tells me, taking a slow sip of his oat milk latte. In a way, it makes sense. De La Cruz himself is openly gay and married his partner, Justin Green, 2 years ago in a sweeping garden ceremony that graced the pages of Vogue. But Leave It on the Ice is much quieter than his typical blockbuster action fare. The first 2 minutes say it all. Dela Cruz's character sits quietly on a bench in full hockey gear, staring out at an empty seat in the crowd, a single tear streaming from his eyes. He wipes it away, steals himself, and hits the ice. The movie then flashes back 5 years to show us his epic, secret gay love affair. It's sweet and tender, but has an undercurrent of dread thanks to the viewer's knowledge that it can only end in heartbreak.
I actually dated a professional hockey player myself,
Dela Cruz confesses to me.
He was closeted, we both were then. And he was, well, in a word, tortured.
Tortured? I'm not able to hide my skepticism. The NHL has, arguably, come a lot further than most men's professional sports leagues when it comes to out-gay players in recent years. From Scott Hunter's history-making kiss after his first Stanley Cup win, to infamous rivals Shane Hollander and Ilya Rozanov burying the hatchet to become husbands/teammates, to a recent sighting of Luca Haas on a glamorous museum date with model Archibald Simmons. Add in the Centaur's Troy Barrett, and that makes 4 active NHL players who are openly queer. Haas has yet to confirm his sexuality. That's not even mentioning the 4 retired players who are out as well, including singer-songwriter Fabian Salas, rugged lumberjack of a boyfriend, Ryan Price. Many have started to ask the question, is the NHL just, to put it bluntly, really gay now? Dela Cruz releases one of those light, breathy laughs when I say as much.
It wasn't quite like that yet when we were together,
Dela Cruz explains.
He was scared. Miserable with how scared he was. He hid under 10 layers of fake smiles and forced masculinity, but I saw right through it. I think it might have been our undoing in the end. As I stepped away from the closet, he dug himself deeper into it.
And now?
Oh.
Dela Cruz rums a thumb absently over the handle of his mug.
He's out now, actually. He seems happy. But I wonder sometimes if it's still a front. I know him well enough to see the misery peeking out behind his eyes when I catch the odd post-game interview. I mean, can anyone truly be gay and happy in that world? Is it even possible to be yourself in a culture that demands you be anything but? That's why the script for Leave It on the Ice grabbed me. It chases those questions, their logical conclusion.
Subscribe to continue reading.
Dove, Lesson 3. At Rosa's Bear Tattoo. Hello? Is anyone else awake and frantically Googling Adrian Dela Cruz plus Ilya Rozanov plus sighting right now? Please, hello?
Sadie, she, her, at Dela Cruzen. Adrian dating an NHL player is my multiverse of madness. Holy shit! Also, it's Shane Hollander, right? Please let it be Shane Hollander.
For the gays! At Rozanov's lapdog. Superhero asshole. Every gay hockey player is secretly miserable. Ilya Rozanov's little dimples. Whatever you say, sweetie.
Chiron's third dad, at Centaur Trash. BRB writing a 200K slow-burn outsider POV of Adrian Dela Cruz falling for Ilya and realizing over the course of a decade that he can never love him back because he's so hung up on Shane. Single tear.
Allie at Crimson underscore Blade. Nurse, the RPF girlies are out of their hospital beds again.
Chiron's third dad, at Centaur Trash. At least my account's not dedicated to a pretentious dickbag.
Allie at Crimson underscore Blade. Nope, just a losing team.
Nadia, at Hazy Haze. Okay, but I'm obsessed with the esteemed journalist being like, pause, in case you didn't know, hockey is super gay now.
Rose Landry updates, Rose emoji, at Roselandia. Breaking, Adrian Dela Cruz, who starred alongside Rose in 3 Eternities, has gone public about previously dating an NHL star. Leading theories are Rose's ex-boyfriend Shane Hollander and her close friend Ilya Rozanov. Scream emoji, Rose emoji.
Rose Landry step on me at Rose's Laundry. I bet she was a beard when she dated Shane. She's such a good friend.
Joe, at Over a Cliff Marlowe. Honestly, I kind of have to respect the way the Rose Landry side of the internet talks about Roz and Holly. Like they're her little Ken dolls.
Ollie. Add Ollie W22. Scott Hunter pulling both a movie star and a hot smoothies shop employee? Sir, I was not familiar with your range.
Kip Grady Lovebot at Scott Hunter. Okay, here for the Kip love always, Avi, but I feel like it can't be Scott. The way he talked about it made it sound like he dated the dude pre-cup kiss. My money's on Rozanov.
Holonov's secret love child, at Hollander Rozanov. I feel like it's gotta be Holly, actually. Rose was probably his beard so he could date Adrian, and then he left him for Roz during All-Star Weekend 2017, which is the leading timeline theory for when they got together.
Ollie, at OllieW22. I just think these dudes are hot. I don't know what you're talking about, but sure.
KJ24, at Kylie Blue Jeans. Not now, sweetie. Mummy's updating her chart of which professional hockey players and assorted celebrities potentially sucked each other's dicks.
Five missed calls.
Hey, buddy. Call me when you're up, okay? I know you're going to be tempted to throw your phone out the window, but please don't. We need to make a game plan. The internet gays will figure this out in, give or take, 16 hours. Luckily, you have me in your corner. I've got you. Just call me, okay?
Kyron Fan Club.
So, are we, like, not talking about it in an attempt to pretend to be above gossip, or is everyone asleep?
?
Why do you sound like a troll under a bridge speaking in riddles?
I am awake. What?
We all know you're awake. You're so fucking loud.
Oh god, please don't tell me more information than that. My white noise machine is doing the Lord's work.
Not like that. Not this time. He's just shouting in Russian. Shit. Wait, maybe it is like that.
He's with me. Shinny's asleep. We're watching the San Francisco versus Seattle game.
Oh, don't get me started. What a shit show, right?
Variety, Adrian Dela Cruz breaks the ice. Eyes emoji.
Holy shit! Please tell me this is one of you. Please, please, please tell me one of you boned the Crimson Blade. Ah!
Well, it's not Luca unless Dela Cruz is in a 12-year-old.
No one said Luca. It's obviously Roz.
What? Why obviously? Explain.
Statistically, it's most likely you. You've fucked the most people. And the whole bit about hiding behind smiles and masculinity.
Rude.
You're not denying it.
I think he's just trying to stir the pot and it's actually Shane. Didn't he date Rose Landry?
OMG, yes! And they work together in Three Eternities. Holy shit, this is so insane. I mean, I've always kind of hated how much they deviated from the comic in that show, but still.
I think it's Scott Hunter.
Probably. He would date asshole like this.
Oh, I like Kip. Wait, asshole?
Yes. Did you not read the article? I hate this guy.
Okay, now I think he dated Shane.
Claire at ClaireBear81. Good morning, gays and theys. I have not slept, and I'm not sure I will again till I know which one of my boys, Adrian de la Cruz, was boning. Or was boning him. He's probably a bottom, right?
Maddie, she, they, at Dallas Kent Hate Club. Okay, but does it matter, though? I feel like we're getting caught up in the mystery and losing track of the real convo here about closeted athletes.
Hattie, hearts emoji. At Foyajun. NHL fans losing the plot, plus fork found in kitchen, other breaking news at 11.
Claire at ClaireBear81. A Voyagers fan telling me not to have a fun gay little time? Yeah, that tracks.
Gabe is on hiatus at A Crying Shane. Why Adrian de la Cruz's ex-boyfriend is Ilya Rozanov. A thread.
Kai, at House of Haas. Real talk? I reread the article this morning, and it's leaving a weird taste in my mouth. How do you see two husbands kissing during cellies and go, they must be secretly so sad?
Raquel, at RockyZZZ3. IDK, though, I mean, I think it's kind of fair. Like, sure, there are more out gay NHL players now, but the league is still a homophobic shitshow.
Kai, at House of Haas. Criticizing the league being homophobic? Fair. Saying your ex must be secretly miserable? Honestly, deranged behavior.
Anya, unofficial, at Halanavaru. This, though. Something so embarrassing about being like, my ex isn't actually happy, he's lying. Like, just say you haven't moved on, babe.
Lynn, bumblebee emoji, yellow jackets, spoilers, at Barrett's biceps. In the GC fighting for my life, like, here's how Troy Barrett could still be Adrian de la Cruz's ex. Source, just trust me, bro.
Mel, at Melissa Plays 34. Babe, in what world? LMAO.
Lynn, bumblebee emoji, yellow jackets, spoilers, at Barrett's biceps. They'd be hot together, I can picture it. Also, I feel like if it wasn't him, Harris would have made a silly goofy joke about it by now. Walk with me here.
Mel, at Melissa Plays 34. I guess? I just always kind of got the vibe that Harris was his gay awakening, to be honest. Would not blame him.
Lynn, bumblebee emoji, yellow jackets, spoilers, at Barrett's biceps. Fair. The first time I saw Troy and Harris together, I was like, oh, perhaps I'm not a lesbian, actually. I am, but it was a moment, okay?
Mel, at Melissa Plays 34. LMFAO, and then Rose Landry got cast as Shauna, and you were reawakened? I see.
Shut up. At Anononon, your mom. Can we go back to talking about hockey now? When did this game become a fucking gay soap opera?
Sylvie, at Scott Hunter Scores. If you told me 5 years ago that people would be whining about hockey being too gay, I'd have laughed in your face, LMAO. God bless you, Scott Hunter, ex of Adrian de la Cruz.
Soap at Freckles Shanes. That article is bumming me out. Like, I don't want to think about my baby boys secretly being miserable.
Liam at Crimson Blade Runner. Making my poor hockey-loving BF speculate with me on who the Crimson Blade dated. He said it's probably Ilya Rozanov, and he's hot, so I'm here for it.
Chiron's third dad, at Centaur Trash. Sorry, still thinking about Adrian de la Cruz being like, athletes, sad cavemen, artists, smart and gay and happy. Shut up!
BB at Mooney for Holonov. Why is this even a debate? It's Ilya Rozanov. Of course it's Ilya Rozanov. It has to be Ilya Rozanov.
Jake at Croissants and Cups. It literally can't be. He said gay, not bisexual.
BB at Mooney for Holonov. Gay could be an umbrella term in this context, though. All I'm saying is that line about him hiding behind smiles and masculinity kind of perfectly encapsulates the closeted days of Ross's career.
Barry W. At Barry Williams 1234. Maybe the Centaurs would have a fucking cup already if those queers started thinking about scoring on the ice for once.
Lynn, Bumblebee Emoji, Yellow Jackets Spoilers, at Barrett's Biceps. I hope both sides of your pillow are hot forever, and every day you wake up tired and hoping for more sleep, only to realize your alarm is 5 minutes from going off.
Shit.
Good morning, buddy. It's gonna be okay, I promise. Give me a sec and I'll call.
Can we text? Just till I wake up more.
Absolutely. I've thought of, 6 different game plans we can talk through.
Have you slept at all?
You're cute.
What the fuck is his problem? Why would he do this?
He knows it will create a stir and promote his pathetic little trauma porn movie.
It's porn?
Trauma porn. Ignore that. Are you okay?
I don't know. None of the guys seem to think it's me, at least. What are people online saying?
Right now, it's looking like 40% Ross, 20% Hunter, 20% Shane, 10% you, 5% Ryan Price, and 5% other assorted gays.
Assorted gays?
You know, Bennett, Mundin, Baldwin. The problem is, he heavily implied it's an active player with that post-game interview mention, so that basically narrows it down to 4 people, since Lucas, Junger, and only half out.
Only half out? Didn't he kiss Archie in public?
Straight people are dumb. So, right now it's mostly just whoever is most famous, but, and I don't want to stress you out, if any pictures or scraps of evidence of you and Adrian emerges, your number's going to skyrocket, so we may want to plan a defense here.
I'm not sure there are any scraps. We really only saw each other in our homes and occasionally hotels.
Hotel staff might talk, Remember Louvgate?
What?
After Shane and Ross were outed, an employee at the Ritz posted pics of Ross's cum and Louvre-stained hotel sheets from a few years back.
You. I'm so glad I'm offline.
Me too, pal. Stay that way. Do not look online this week. Do not search your name. You get no kisses when you're home if I find out you looked.
As if you could deprive me of kisses. You'd fold so fast.
Do you really want to test that, though?
I won't look. I'm considering throwing my phone in the bathtub anyway.
Please don't. God, I hate that this happened when you're on the road. Should I fly out? Would that be totally weird?
I'll be okay. I mean, a hug would be nice, but it's just 4 days.
4 days. Okay, we can make it 4 days. In the meantime, hug emoji, hug emoji, hug emoji.
Bye?
No, I'm not waving. It's a hug.
Oh, then hug emoji.
You're too cute. And yes, I know you're blushing right now.
Hug emoji. Okay, I think I'm ready for a call now. I'd love to hear your plans. I'm glad I fell for someone so organized.
Ugh, keep talking dirty to me.
You were not at breakfast.
I was talking to Harris. I'll grab a bagel.
Making plans, yes? Because the article is about you?
No.
You are a bad liar, even through text.
Ugh, fine. Yes, it's about me. How did you know?
I did not. You just told me.
Shit.
Like I said, you are a terrible liar. What is your plan? Me and Shane will back you up. If you need me to hint it was me, I can.
I'm not sure you need to. Everyone already thinks it's you. 40% of people, at least, according to Harris.
Yes, because I am so handsome. People like imagining me with sexy men.
Sure, whatever you say, man.
Are you okay? Your ex is awful.
I'm fine.
Always a bad liar. When Shane is out of the shower, we will come up.
I'm okay, really.
Uh-huh. At least you... what is the word? When you switch to someone better?
Upgrade it?
Yes, you upgraded.
Yep, massively.
Okay, relax, Barrett. I am happy for you, but I do not need to hear about Harris's dick.
I'm deadbolting the door.
Hi, guys. I'm trying to figure out how to navigate the fallout of this article and the conversation it's starting around gay hockey players, and I figured I should consult you all.
Makes sense.
Does this mean you fucked the pretentious famous dude?
No. If I did, I wouldn't be consulting you.
We all say nothing and let the internet be very annoying. Good talk.
Ilya has left the group chat. Shane has added Ilya to the group chat. Shane has added Luca to the group chat.
Ugh.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, kid. I forgot you came out.
It's okay.
Hard to keep track since everyone in hockey is gay now. Variety told me so.
I don't have everyone's number saved. I assume the one being an asshole is Rosanoff?
No, I am Shane Hollander. You are taking time away from my very important crossword puzzle.
That is Rosanoff, yes. I'm Shane.
This is Eric Bennett. Hey.
Luca Haas. Hi.
Shit, when did Haas come out?
He didn't. He is just dating Hotmail model.
Baldwin changed the group chat name to the Secret Society of Stick Handlers.
Nice.
I've been getting asked if it's me. I consider denying, but if we all deny and one person doesn't, that sort of gives their identity away, and I'm not sure they want that.
I mean, they could lie if they really wanted to.
That could backfire if the truth ends up coming out somehow, though.
I don't have to deny shit. Everyone forgot I exist. So ha.
Everyone thinks is me. My agent asked if I wanted to comment, too.
Wait, it's not you?
Maybe. Thinking emoji. Or maybe not. Silly emoji.
What?
Hi, guys. What's this about?
Oh, to be as blissfully offline as Ryan Price.
Variety, Adrian De La Cruz breaks the ice.
Oh, wow.
Kip says a few people think it's you, despite him implying it's an active player, since you're dating another pretty celebrity.
Aww, Kip has crush on Fabian. How sweet.
I'm pretty sure everyone has a crush on Fabian.
This is true. Shane does too.
No, I don't. Ignore him, Ryan.
He does. He gets all flustered around him.
Me too. Smiley face emoticon.
Okay, so are we denying or not?
It's me. I'm going to put out a statement on Instagram tomorrow. I just need to tell my team first. And my mom.
Shit, wait, whose number is that?
Troy Barrett.
Oh, damn.
Of course it's the pretty boy.
What? I am shocked by this. I had no idea. Why would you not tell me, Troy?
Rolling eyes emoji.
Okay, wow. You don't have to do that if you don't want to, you know?
I know. I want to. I will warn you, though, I might go with what my boyfriend is calling the messy route.
Yes, Barrett!
I'm scared to ask what that means.
Messy how?
The conversation will shift to just me when I post, probably. I'm sorry about the drama I caused.
It's good, man. People kinda sorta remember I exist now.
Kyle says the mess is fun, and he is all for you getting messier.
Thanks, I think.
Troy, messy how?
I was thinking we could all start a social media trend. I want to show people that being a gay hockey player isn't all misery like the article implied. And maybe we can get some heat off Barrett.
That would be nice. Thank you. My boyfriend works in social media, and he says that's a good idea.
LMFAO, dude, we all know your boyfriend works in social media. There's articles about it and shit.
You guys are sweet.
Oh, thanks.
Social media trend? I am not sure you can do this, Scott. You are not a trendsetter.
You literally all came out because of me.
No, I came out because of Hayden Pike.
Too soon.
Are you guys just, like, texting right next to each other?
Why? Having fun daydreaming about us? Kissy face emoji.
What are you thinking, Scott?
I'm thinking we all post pictures of us smiling, maybe with our partners, and caption it something like, so clearly gay and miserable. You know, like, sarcastically.
I did not know you knew sarcasm. I am impressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Harris, my boyfriend, says we should make it a hashtag. Maybe hashtag gay and miserable? Question mark? But no question mark.
Sounds good. Thanks, Troy. So, do we have a game plan? Troy's announcement, then we all use the hashtag?
Sure. Shane loves social media, and being obviously gay, this will be fun for him.
Shut up. It'll be worth it for Barrett.
Are you guys actually literally married? I kind of believe that 3-hour YouTube video that said it's a PR stunt.
If Shane was doing a PR marriage, he would choose Rose Landry.
Shane has removed Ilya from the group chat.
I think I should text him.
Who?
Adrian.
Oh.
I like your plan, but I feel like I should give him a chance first. A chance to explain himself, I mean.
Okay. I kind of feel like he lost all the chance for explanation when he cheated on you, though, bud.
I know. I guess I just know what it's like to say something shitty and regret it later. Is this a terrible idea?
Yes, but it's sweet, too.
Okay, fuck it.
Block him when he's an asshole, will you?
When? Not if?
I totally meant if.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Hi. I would appreciate if you didn't mention me in interviews in the future. Maybe you didn't mean for it to cause drama, but it has, and I'd rather be left out of your career. Thanks. This is Troy, by the way. Not sure you still have my number.
Troy, of course I still have your number. It's nice to hear from you. I totally didn't mean to cause drama. That wasn't my intention. I'm just trying to call attention to homophobia in the NHL.
Then support the initiatives Scott Hunter is spearheading. Donate to an organization that helps queer youth pursuing sports. Keep my name out of it.
I didn't mention your name.
There's only a small handful of out NHL players, and even less who are active. You may as well have.
Wow, Troy, I know you're ashamed of your sexuality, but this is a new low.
I'm not ashamed of my sexuality. I just don't want my ex publicly speculating on if I'm miserable or not. I feel like that's reasonable.
I wasn't speculating. I know you, Troy. There's no point lying to me.
And what exactly am I lying about?
You know.
I know what? What are you talking about?
You're being pretty defensive, that's all I'm saying.
Of course I'm being defensive. You talked shit about me in Variety.
I wasn't talking shit. I was shining light on an important issue. If I don't, who will?
You should really read Scott Hunter's Wikipedia page.
Oh my god, I get it. You want to fuck Scott Hunter.
Question mark, question mark, question mark?
This is coming out all wrong. We should chat in person. When you play in Vancouver next month, give me a call. Justin will be out of town.
Excuse me? Are you propositioning me?
Well, no, this isn't an episode of Scandal. Just asking if you want to chat and maybe fuck. It's not a big deal.
Of course it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Does commitment really mean so little to you? Who am I kidding? Of course it does. How do I block someone's number?
Oh, buddy. Calling now.
Chiron Fan Club.
Has anyone checked on Wyatt in the past hour? I'm worried he's still rocking back and forth.
Sorry.
It's okay. Not sure that any of us knew that you sucking an actor's dick would get him like this.
We probably should have known now that I think about it.
Crimson Blade. Not some actor. The Crimson fucking Blade. The only superhero immune to the Onyx mind wipe.
The what?
We get laid, Hazy. We do not know what this means.
Yes, Roz, we're all aware you get laid. It's why I own a white noise machine. Wait.
What are we waiting for?
Does this mean the Crimson Blade has seen me play?
Probably not. He only caught one or two of my games.
I hate this man.
Wait, what? Didn't you say you were together for 2 years? Or did I mishear? I couldn't hear much over Wyatt's screeching.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
And he only went to 2 of your games? Is that because you were closeted?
Oh, no, he didn't go to any of my games. I meant he only watched 2 on TV.
Huh?
Bro.
And you stayed with him for 2 years?
Come on, guys. It's hard to date when you're closeted.
Yes, not everyone is okay with hitting on sexy Russian rival in shower.
Stop.
The shower?
I have 1,000 more questions now.
I do too. Like, when did you break up?
Pretty much right before I was traded to Ottawa.
But he was with Justin Green for months by then.
Yep.
Oh god. Crimson Blade is the villain?
I will kill this man. I am Russian. I was trained to kill.
He's lying. But I'm sorry your ex sucks, Troy. For what it's worth, Rose did a movie with him and said he was awful to work with.
Really?
Yeah, He was pretty dismissive of everyone who wasn't her. Like, refused to talk to assistants and anyone else he deemed beneath him.
Ew.
Well, fuck him. Thank God for Harris.
Seriously, an angel. An apple-loving angel.
Ilya changed the group chat name to Harris Fan Club.
Smiley face.
He has massive dick, too. Troy told me.
Wow. Okay. Good for you, Troy.
Can you hit him for me, Shane?
Sure.
Kinky.
Okay. Are you sure about this? Like, sure? Shouldn't I be classy? Or take the high road or something?
Fuck the high road. And you are being classy. You are leaving it up to the internet gaze to piece together the truth. If you don't do it this way, he's going to talk about you for the whole press tour. You're just taking back the narrative. Trust me. After this, his PR team is gonna make sure he shuts up about you.
Okay. Yeah. I love you. It's just, he's not wrong. Not entirely. I was miserable.
I know, Paul. But what gives him the right to talk about that to the whole world? I post 100 times a day, and I would never share something like that about you. Never, ever. Even if I had to undergo the impossible task of moving on from you.
I hope you never have to do that.
Oh, I won't. You're stuck with me. Even when I die, I'll pull an Uncle Elroy and haunt the shit out of you.
Good. Please do.
I could be nothing more than a wisp, and I'd still be checking out those apps.
You know the rest is bullshit, right?
The rest?
Whatever he thinks he's seeing in my eyes, you make me so happy. It's stupid. Except no, it's not stupid. Choosing you is the smartest thing I've ever done.
Oh, buddy, don't make me cry. And I know you're happy. It kind of shows on your whole face. Always.
Good. Smiley face. Okay, I'm posting. Troy Barrett, blue tick, at tbarrett17. Image description: a hockey stick wrapped in pry tape in front of a slightly blurry rink. In the name of total transparency, something I'm always trying to be better about, the gay NHL player that the internet has been speculating about lately is me. I was in a monogamous relationship with Adrian De La Cruz for 2 years, until November 2020. I wish him the best of luck on his creative endeavors. I could tell you that I'm not miserable, that my friends in Ottawa and my boyfriend and my dog have transformed me so wholly that I don't recognize who I was before, that I've learned that it's possible to be gay and play damn good hockey and, above all else, be happy. But there's really no point in trying to prove myself. Whether you believe me or not won't change the joy I found. Instead of harping on that any further, I'll just say this. Please support organizations like You Can Play and The Trevor Project. Let's do everything we can to let queer youth know that it's not an oxymoron to be a gay hockey player. With pride, TB. Rainbow emoji, hockey emoji.
Scott Hunter, verified, at Scott Hunter Official. Denying who I was made me miserable. Being myself and playing hockey brings me joy every single day. Well, except for when we lose. Hashtag gay and miserable.
Kingfisher NYC at Kingfisher Pub. $3 well drinks if you come by to see the Admirals beat the Voyagers tonight. It'll be such a terrible time. Hashtag gay and miserable.
Voyagers Official. Verified. At Voyagers MTL. You misspelled lose too. Smiley face. But we're there. Hashtag gay and miserable.
Kip Grady, at Kip Grady Boat. Nope!
Shane Hollander, verified, at Shane Hollander 24. The closet is a complicated place, and hockey is a complicated sport. I would be lying if I said it wasn't hard sometimes. But I'll take being hashtag gay and miserable over being straight and happy any day.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Yes, you were very bad at being straight. At Rose Landry will agree.
Rose Landry. At Rose Landry. Aw, Shane was the perfect boyfriend. So proud of both my hashtag gay and miserable boys.
Ilya Rosanov. Verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. He is even better husband. Double winky face.
Rose Landry, step on me at Rose's Laundry. I'm screaming!
Kyle Hart, come to Kingfisher at Kyle Swiftly. Poor baby's crying on a beach in Greece, sun-kissed and so, so miserable because he's a millionaire Stanley Cup champion. Crying face emoticon. Accepting thoughts and prayers. Hashtag gay and miserable.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. I cannot joke about this. My life is better than yours. Hashtag bisexual and happy.
Scott Hunter, verified. At Scott Hunter Official. Please stay on task.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. You were not sarcastic either. Only Kyle did it right.
Kyle Hart, come to Kingfisher at Kyle Swiftly. Winky face emoticon.
Centers Official, verified at Ottawa Centers. How's this for gay and miserable? The Centers have the highest amount of active out queer players on any men's professional sports team and are cup contenders for the third year in a row.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Yes, we are very gay and very good.
Luca Haas, at Luca Haas NHL. Woohoo!
Chiron's third dad, at Centaur Trash. ! My boys! Fuck contenders! Let's get that cup!
Ryan Price, at Ryan Price. Happy doesn't begin to cover it. Hashtag gay and miserable.
Chiron. Paw emoji. Go Centers. At Chiron Pop Official. My gay dads are too busy flirting over the phone to feed me a second dinner. Sad. Gay and miserable.
Ilya Rosanov. Verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Chiron, no! When I am home, I will rescue you and feed you lots of treats.
Harry's Apple Rainbow at Harry's Rover. Stop spoiling him.
Wyatt Hazy Hayes at Wyatt _ Hayes. My hashtag gay and miserable friends are the real superheroes. So proud to play with such a diverse and talented group of guys.
Andrew Garfield Supremacy at Spidey's Senses.
El Mayo, I see what you did there.
Steph at Stephakinee 2. Wait, the straightest guy on the team being the one to get messy about this is so fucking funny.
Harry's Apple Rainbow at Harry's Drover. I grew up gay and miserable because I couldn't play hockey. Being a part of the center has changed my life, and they've always embraced me for exactly who I am.
Grayson, at MotherPucker17. Hell yeah, they winky face embrace you, winky face.
Harry's Apple Rainbow at Harry's Drover. Oh my god, stop! Crying laughing emoji.
Evan Dykstra at Evan Dykstra Official. I'm straight. Can I still be hashtag gay and miserable just for today?
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. No, not with that music taste.
Hayden Pike, at Hayden Pike Hockey. So proud of my hashtag gays and miserable friends. Honored to play with and against you.
Chiron's third dad. At Centaur Trash. LMFAO, not you participating, when you actually made Shane and Ilya so gay and miserable. The streets have not forgotten.
Miley Hockey Stick Emoji. At Hayden Piked 3. Babe, you know I love you, but maybe sit this one out.
Luca Haas. At Luca Haas NHL. I guess I should officially say that I too am hashtag gay and miserable.
Kai at House of Haas. A win for the boys, and for me personally.
Archie Simmons, verified, at Archibald Simmons. Wow, what a coincidence, me too. We should kiss or something, smiley face. I'll be hashtag gay and miserable if we don't.
Luca Haas, at Luca Haas NHL.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Luca, you are so bad at flirting. What is this?
Zane Boudram, at Zane Boud Hockey. Leave the kid alone. Flirting has changed in the 30 years since you were young.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Okay. I will try this way. At Shane Hollander 24, smiley face? Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. No reply. It did not work. At Lucas Haas NHL. And terrible advice, Zane Boud Hockey.
Zane Boudram at Zane Boud Hockey. It's been 5 minutes and you're already married.
Ilya Rosanov, verified. At Ilya Rosanov wins. Frowny face.
81 Winona at Winona Reads 4. Hi, hello. This trend is very cute, but are we seeing this? November 2020. The timeline. The implications.
Lynn, Bumblebee Emoji, Yellow Jackets Spoilers at Barrett's Biceps. I was fucking right. Fuck all of you. Serious stream, all I do is win. Hope Mr. Delacruz knows he will meet these fists if I have my way.
Grayson, at MotherPucker17. Teammates with Dallas Kent, dating a cheating piece of shit, deep enough in the closet to reach Narnia. 2019 Troy Barrett, I wish I could hug you. Sobbing emoji.
Lynn, Bumblebee Emoji, Yellow Jackets Spoilers, at Barrett's Biceps. The glow-up post-trade, though.
Grayson, at MotherPucker17. Thank you to the Father, Harris Drover, the Son, Chiron, and the Holy Spirit, Ilya Rosanov. Amen.
Tatum, at TatumMacThreens.
He made sure to throw in that monogamous relationship so we knew exactly what the fuck this asshole did. Fuck you, Adrian De La Cruz.
Canada trending topics. 1. Hashtag gay and miserable. Trending with Rose Landry, Ilya Rozanov. 2. Centaurs. Trending with LGBT, NHL. 3. Severance. Trending with Tramell Tillman. 4. Archibald Simmons. Trending with boyfriend Luca Haas. 5. Adrian De La Cruz is over party. Trending with Crimson Blade, monogamous relationship. The end.
Hey sugar, show me all your love. All you're giving me is friction. Hey sugar, what you gotta say? It started with a whisper.
The music used for this podfic is Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either any of us involved in the podfic or the author, you are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for any of the people involved in the audio, you can do so on the podfic post itself. And that's probably wherever you found this podfic to begin with, though to catch as many people as possible, probably leave a comment on the AO3 post. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author specifically, which I'd encourage you to do so if you enjoyed this, the place to do that would be on the text post. And you can find a link to the text post from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!